Welcome to The Blessed Business, where we discuss money and mission, helping you connect wealth to purpose. Thank you for joining me today. I'm your host, Hunter Haley, and today we're going to talk about business as mission. So what is business as mission? Well, there's a number of different definitions of this term, but one of the definitions that I like to refer back to is by Pastor Caleb Adams in Memphis, Tennessee, who pastors Christian Life Memphis. And his definition is this: business as mission is utilizing our career or business to advance the kingdom of God by demonstrating Christian values in the context of business and by facilitating ministry with human and financial resources. So as we break that down, business as mission is utilizing our career or business to advance the kingdom of God. So this means, like, however you're operating, whether as an entrepreneur, an intrapreneur, or you're just an employee going day by day, your vocational activities, as well as your personal business activities, such as checking out at the grocery store, buying a home, investing, you know, whatever you're doing financially or in the context of business, taking care of personal business, you can structure that and do that in such a way that it advances the kingdom of God. And how do you do that? By demonstrating Christian values in the context of business. This means you act with integrity. You uphold Christian values. You demonstrate generosity. All of these are things that you don't just relegate to while you're at church. You do these things, but you incorporate that in just the essence of who you are and how you interact with people in the business community. So if you've got the first part, which is you are demonstrating what it means to be a Christian, you're living biblical principles, you're doing business the Bible way, then you can start transitioning into the tangible aspects of facilitating ministry with human and financial resources. And this looks like using your skills and your talents to facilitate the kingdom, or taking of your finances, both personally or possibly in a business, and using those to funnel those to efforts that are going to further the kingdom of God. This could be giving in your local church. This could be funding missionaries. This could be helping other nonprofit organizations that have a kingdom focus, such as Wilson University. There's a lot of different ways to start financially and with human resources contributing to the efforts of the kingdom. And when you do this, what you're doing is you're setting yourself up to be blessed, because you're being a funnel for the kingdom of God. And I like to put it this way: when your finances and vocational efforts are aligned with biblical principles, that means you're doing it the Bible way, and you're focused on helping further the kingdom mission, you're embracing business as mission, God has a vested interest in your personal prosperity. So this is different than the general prosperity gospel that a lot of people get sucked into. It's name it and claim it, or you just put $100 in the offering plate and the Mercedes is going to show up in your driveway. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is taking what you're doing in everyday life and incorporating your Christian values, the things that you live out as a Christian, and start weaving those into how you do business. And then also using the resources that God's blessed you with as a steward, and using those to finance and facilitate the kingdom of God. When you do that, what you're doing is you're telling God, hey, look, I'm going to be a funnel. I'm going to be a conduit. You can bless me, and I can be a blessing back to the kingdom. And so the more you do that, and it becomes this cycle of blessing that is absolutely incredible. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thank you again so much for tuning in to this podcast episode. Please subscribe if you haven't already, share it with a friend, and check us out on theblessedbusiness.com. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day, and tune in next time.